This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sri Zana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlekganj of Bara goes on test. Over 14,000 students of Tribhuvan University graduate in 50th convocation ceremony. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges students to utilize knowledge and skills for national prosperity. And 28 people die as plane crashes at Muan International Airport in South Korea. Now the news in detail. The trial import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlekganj of Bara has begun with the completion of activities for petroleum pipeline expansion. Madhya's Provincial Office Chief of Nepal Oil Corporation in Amlekganj, Pralayankar Acharya, said all works for the expansion of Motihari-Amlekganj petroleum pipeline were completed and petrol and kerosene were being imported through pipeline on test. He shared that 5,000 kiloliters of petrol and 1,000 kiloliters of kerosene have been imported through the pipeline as a test for the time being. It is reported that the quality of petroleum products brought through the pipeline is being examined. 14,308 students of the Tribhuvan University have been graduated in the 15th convocation day yesterday. At a program organized at Tripureshwar-based Dashrath Stadium, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presented certificates to students who achieved highest marks and those who completed their doctoral studies. According to Examination Controller of the TU, Pusparaj Joshi, a total of 9,068 undergraduate students, 5,055 postgraduate students, 63 MPhil students and 122 PhD holders were graduated this year. On the occasion, topper of different levels and subjects in the examination conducted by TU were awarded with different medals. Meanwhile, addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of the Tribhuvan University, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged the university graduates to utilize their knowledge and skills for the national prosperity. Prime Minister Oli, who is also the Chancellor of the university, urged the students ordained in the convocation to be honest and humble to make society democratic and cultured. The Prime Minister argued that only educational attainment is not enough unless we put into practice the knowledge we gain to create value in the society. On the occasion, Pro-Chancellor and Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattarai underlined the need for adopting technology in teaching learning activities. Similarly, Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Keshar Jung Baral informed that they were planning merger of campuses. The federal government's task of budget formulation for the upcoming fiscal year has been affected owing to delay in amendment to the concerned laws. Noting that amendment to the federal supplementary and special grants work procedure has not been made, the National Planning Commission has adjourned the process of seeking plans and programs from the province and local levels on the headings. The Ministry of Finance also seems to have been in confusion on the way to proceed with the budget preparation for the upcoming fiscal year as the Financial Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility Bill 2081 is stuck in Parliament. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung says the constitution would be amended in consensus with major political parties. Speaking at a program in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that constitution would be reviewed for amendment. Also, the spokesperson of the government, Minister Gurung, mentioned that a high-level political mechanism of two major political parties has been formed to initiate the procedural work for constitution amendment with its primary task. He argued that the government has a plan to immediately pass the bills that are under consideration in various committees of the House of Representatives and National Assembly. On a different note, Minister Gurung reaffirmed his commitment to take efforts for the operation of international flights from Pokhara International Airport. Inaugurating the 26th Pokhara Road Festival organized by the Restaurant and Bar Association of Nepal, Reban Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that a 20-point action plan has been endorsed by the incumbent government for the operation of Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairavar. Efforts are launched to acquire 110 ropanis of land in Humla district for the construction of 400 by 132 kV substation at Sarkeghat Rural Municipality in the district. The National Transmission Grid Company has requested District Administration Office in Humla seeking cooperation to link the hydropower project to be built in Humla and Mugu districts to the National Transmission. Chief Executive Officer at National Transmission Grid Company, Dr. Netra Gyawali, informed that Sarkeghat substation was being established to link the 2500 megawatt electricity to be produced from Humla Karnali and Mugu Karnali to the National Transmission Grid. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has laid a foundation stone for the construction of Jalpa Devi cable car in Karnali Chisapani of Kailali district yesterday. A 3.1 kilometer long cable car will be built at Karnali Chisapani of Lumki Chuha Municipality 3 in the district at the estimated cost of Rs 5 billion. In the foundation stone laying ceremony, Minister Dr. Rana expressed her confidence that the cable car would significantly contribute to the socio-economic and cultural development of Sudhur Paschim province. Stressing that Sudhur Paschim province is renowned for its rich culture, tradition, tourism and biodiversity, Minister Rana added that the province boasts of bounty of natural resources and natural heritages apart from the cultural unity and sense of goodwill among the people in Sudhur Paschim province. Urging the contractor company for the timely completion of the cable car project, Minister Rana also called for more investment in the province after assessing its potential and needs. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi, believed that the cable car and other infrastructures would notably play a role in the development sector of the Sudhur Paschim province. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre and former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his party would advance the protest against corruption and for the cause of good governance. At an assembly organized against corruption in Punarbas of Kanchanpur district yesterday, the Maoist Center chairperson said his government waged a national campaign against corruption when he led the government for 18 months. Saying that good governance and development would be expedited in the country if the Maoist Center was strong, the Maoist Center chairperson urged the Maoist cadres to get united across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A plane carrying 181 people veered off the runway and crashed into a fence at Muan International Airport early today. According to the New York Times, the flight of Jeju Air with flight number 2216 was arriving from Bangkok with 175 passengers and 6 flight attendants aboard. The emergency services were quickly dispatched to the scene after receiving the information. So far, 23 casualties have been confirmed with rescue operations still ongoing. Emergency responders are continuing efforts to secure the area and assist the injured, while the cause of the incident remains under investigation. Authorities have yet to provide further details on the exact circumstances leading to the accident. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible at mountainous region of the country today. There are also possibility of light to heavy snowfall at few places of Karnali, Gandaki, Kosi, Sudhur Paschim and Bagmati province. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlegunj of Bara goes on test. Over 14,000 students of Tribhuvan University graduate in 15th convocation ceremony. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges students to utilize knowledge and skills for national prosperity. And 28 people die as plane crashes at Muan International Airport in South Korea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.